Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its latest estimate of ending stocks for 2006 and 2007. The numbers look like this for corn, 752 million bushels, soybeans, 595 million, wheat, 472 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Early predictions for cash hog prices today are steady to firm in the western corn belt and mostly flat in the east. Terminals are called steady in a very light volume test, with some locations having so few hogs that prices may not be established. Peoria is such a place today. It has no call this morning. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report for Thursday, March 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,479 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $52 to $60.81. The weighted average, $58.81, a loss of 62 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.33 to $49.50, and the weighted average was $46.37. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,982. The base price range, $52 to $65. The weighted average, $62.13. A loss of 65 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.35 to $49, and the weighted average was $47.66.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good Friday morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at South America, first of all, we've been talking about rain in Argentina the last few days, and over the last 24 hours, more rain fell, although in general not as heavy as the last couple of days. That still doesn't mean that it went without problems. Locally, heavy rain of over an inch did fall in parts of northeastern Buenos Aires and extreme southern Entre Rios, and over a half an inch across generally the northern third of Buenos Aires, extreme southern Santa Fe province, and also much of Entre Rios. Much of the country of Uruguay got this rain, as did extreme southwestern Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil. But coverage of the rainfall in Argentina a little bit less during the last 24 hours, and it looks as if there may be a little bit of a break in the action coming here now over the next several days. The rain has not been beneficial as they're at the end of the season, and it's slowing down maturation rates of soybeans. It's slowing down harvest progress of corn. And the areas that have been most impacted by heavy rain over the past week or so include southern Cordoba, extreme northeastern La Pampa, also border area or the corner area between Cordoba, Santiago del Estero, and Santa Fe. Those are the places most greatly impacted with just deluges. As far as the rest of the growing areas of Argentina, they've all been wet, so they all need some drier weather. And it does appear that there will be a little bit of a break in the action, but there could be some showers scattered about later next week, so they could have some more slowdowns with harvest progress. Now, while the weather over the last couple of weeks has turned worse for harvest progress and bean maturation in Argentina, in northern Brazil, it's been just the opposite. They were very wet, and they've had generally dry weather over the last several days, and fields are drying out nicely, so they can make progress with their harvest operations. A few light showers did occur in some northern areas yesterday, including northern and southern Goyas and parts of eastern Mato Grosso, but by and large, dry or mostly dry weather did prevail during the last 24 hours, and nearly ideal weather for harvest operations will continue here. They may at times see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, but it does look like they're going to have some more dry weather and warm weather for harvesting here over the next several days. Okay, now to the Midwest Corn Belt. It appears that we're going to be seeing some areas with snow cover, losing that snow cover here over the next several days as warmer air is coming into the Corn Belt. To just simplify things again, in general, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri are snow-free. In general, Minnesota, if I said Iowa snow-free, I meant Iowa has snow. But Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan are generally snow-covered. The southern areas of that snow cover will lose the snow cover this weekend. It'll take a while for some of the northern areas to lose the snow cover. We do have a frontal system that is pushing through the Midwest. It will trigger some scattered showers, although I think most amounts are going to be well under a half an inch. This does not look like a big rainmaker for Illinois and Indiana. Showers will enter northern and west central Illinois this afternoon, push into much of the rest of the area tonight, not reaching southeastern Indiana until well after midnight. And then tomorrow, the rain will be in southeastern Indiana, scattered about throughout much of the day. For the rest of Indiana and southeastern Illinois, maybe a few spotty showers to start the day, then drying out as this all pushes off to the east. Temperatures over the weekend will get into the 50s, and we'll start to see 60s in the southern half of Illinois and Indiana next week. Actually, even today in far southern Illinois, temperatures will even top out near 70. A big north to south range of temperature today, 40s north, 50s central, 60s to around 70 south. Next week, 50s north to the 60s south. Early in the week, there are some signs that it will turn colder again later in the week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Thank you very much, Ed. In the overnight trading session from Thursday, Kansas City May wheat opened at 502 and a half, up a quarter. July, 506 down three quarters. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 463 and three quarters, down a quarter. The last trade was down a quarter. May, 476 and a quarter, up three quarters. Last trade up two. July, 485 and a half, down two and a quarter. Last trade up one and a quarter. March corn opened at 412 and a half, up a half. Last trade up one and a half. May, 422, up a half. Last trade up two and a quarter. July, 431 and a half, up three quarters. Last trade up two and a quarter. December, 410 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade up one. March beans opened at 745, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. May, 760 and three quarters, up one and three quarters. Last trade up three. July, 774 and three quarters, up a quarter. Last trade up two and three quarters. November, 797 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up three and a half. May soybean meal opened at 221.10, unchanged. Last trade up $2. May soybean oil opened at 30.55, down five. Last trade up one.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Doesn't look like USDA did a whole lot of anything on the report today.
Yep, highly unchanged. So, you know, I think what we're probably going to be looking at here today is more of the energy market type of thing, ethanol and crude oil. Basically, ethanol over the last 3 days has been on the increase. You know, gives a little support to corn, and the fact that crude is up is also adding some support to bean oil, which is adding support to beans. Also, we have the report at the end of the month. We got this one out of the way without any great shakes, and here all the eyes will be on that March 31st planting intentions report. And I just don't see the market doing a heck of a lot between now and then.
I was wondering if the market might have one more jerk one direction or another between now or then. maybe on something we didn't see like last week with the China market.
Yeah, that, and that's entirely possible. You know, everything kind of got attached at the hip at that point. Our friend Alan Greenspan was in Hong Kong and made some comments that probably weren't too friendly, and so the Asian market was a little defensive. Then we had China coming out and announcing that they were going to increase taxes because their growth was too high. And one thing precipitated another, and then the CRB got weak, and therefore the commodities fell. Now everybody's kind of got that out of their system, and things are on the way back up. I think we're going to support ourselves in the trading ranges we've been in until we get to the report date. And you know, when we get to the report date, who knows what the government's going to do? Are they going to give us a real report? Are they going to give us a watered-down report? You just don't know at this point. So
high volatility, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Right around the report date. What should producers do between now and then?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. I'm a risk manager, and I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the numbers that are available cash right now, and they're very profitable. Corn, I mean, well over $100 in net profit after expenses. Beans, you know, $50 or $60. And if you let this stuff go by the wayside, I think you're making a mistake, because if we come out with about 12 million acres of additional corn on this report, this thing's going to tank in a heartbeat. Okay. Beans all obviously will be supported, but, you know, it could go the other direction, too. So, I mean, risk versus reward here. Somebody needs to get something sold.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILO Urbana.